Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1047, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are, of course, in the middle of the subject of Kedima B'Brachos, which Brachos comes first. We're going through the Dirshu a little bit, some various different ins and outs on how to work it. Okay, so last year we gave like a chizik, if you want to call it, on this whole thing, what it's all about. I just want to read how the Dirshu brings it down in ice number 12. We spoke about the Chaviv part, and we spoke about other things also, but how the Dirshu brings down from the Levush, very, very beautiful, Mamash the Lush, and it's Gedaita here. He brings down in ice number 12, and we say the Birchitz Bari Priho 8, right? Again, our Simin Reshid Aleph, so the Halacha is in Sif Gimel, that if somebody's making Yohadama and Shahakal, I'm meeting at the same time, that's not the issue. Hadama Shahakal, Hadama comes first, so Eitz Shehakol, Eitz comes first. So he brings down the Birchas Bari Priyweis Mevari Reres Tefei Al Eizem Mevarech. It's more specified. I just wanted to read the Lush and what we actually explained last year. V'tam Chashivus, he says in Eitz 12, the Dirshu, V'tam Chashivus Shal Baracha, the importance of the bracha mevareres yoyse mi bracha koileles, right? Like the shahakal, as we said last year, we spoke about, it's a klolius type of a thing. It's a general thanks, right? And we spoke about the difference between a general thanks, giving the examples and so on, giving a general thanks and a proteus dika thanks, like a specified thanks. But it's more of an important thanks, shal bracha mevareres, that's general, that explains more yoyse mi bracha koileles than the general bracha. So he brings from the Levush, actually, this is actually the Lashon of the Levush, Mipnei Shabracha HaMiyuchedes. When you have a specified bracha, like Shahakal general, but you go more specified, Ha'adama, and more specified than that is Ha'etz. It's not just the ground, it's also the tree that grew from the ground. Mevarez HaMiyuchedes bracha, Bishvachai, Marbe, he says, Marbe Bishvachai Shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. It actually increases the praise of Hashem, Yoyser Mei HaKoyleles. It's more of a praise to HaKodesh Baruch Hu than the general bracha. That's the point, how he's bringing it down from the Levush. So I wanted to read the Lashon. Sharehi Moira, that it's mamish, it's showing, it's teaching you the hashkacha pratius, right? The hashkacha pratius, how Al Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world in each specific item. Shashem, Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu is Baruch Mashgiach Al Briyosav B'Davizeh Hamiyuchad B'Shevach, and it brings out. He brings down Yoselachias by Kolchait, the whatever the case is, of keeping the, you know, giving life to people. And really, it specifies more, actually, the chiyus that's given to the people, that's given to not just people, kolchai, any living creature, any living being. It gives more shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the specified thing, whereby HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, giving life to every single creature. It's not just, yeah, general thanks for everything that's in the world. Very nice. But when you specify, you zoom in on each thing, Malmisha, this animal has this, or this person has that. The various types of body, whatever the case is. Okay, I don't want to get too much into it right now. We spoke about it last year, but that's the bottom line, how he brings it down from the Levush. It shows more the hashkacha pratiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's mashgiach on the b'riyos of the world, to let live every living creature, every living being. And not just letting them live, but each prat of the life itself. Okay, let's get back to the halacha now. So the mice is something just to talk about a little bit, the ins and outs of this. In general, we said on the pasuk you had the various different fruits. Fine. So that we went through the various different fruits. We went through them quite a bit as far as how it's stated in the pasuk itself. Just real quickly, reading from the Aruch HaShulchan, actually, you have the Zeisim, you have the olives, tamarim, you have the dates, you have the gefen, you have the grapes, you have the tain of the fig, and the rimein, and the olive. Fine. So those were the fruits. Now, we said in the beginning of the pasuk has the words chitim and sa'arim. You have wheat and barley, right? So how does that come into play? Good. The pasuk talks, it says that first, that comes, that those are the first two things mentioned in the pasuk, so that's an interesting thing, that where do we, how does that come into play? Like, for example, if I just take a little bit of flour, wheat flour, and I eat that, and by the way, wheat flour, you make a shahakal, so would that come before, even though it's shahakal, would that come before the olive, or before the dates? I mean, how do we work that? or if I chew on a piece of, or in a case in time whereby a chitim or the sa'irim, a bean, or whatever the case is, might be, or adama, would that come first? Where do we put that? So he says, the Mechaber tells us in Sifhei, no, when we're talking about, when the Pasuk says, chita, the wheat, the sa'ir, and the barley, it has to be, dafka kashasa mehem tavshel oi pas. It has to be made into a dish, which would be l'chayr mezainos, or pas, or bread. The bread obviously is hamaitzi, we understand. But even if it's made into a dish, like a mezonos type of a dish, let's say somebody eats a lakshin, noodles, these type of things, it's made into a dish, that the flour or the barley is made into a dish, that's mezonos. If it's made into bread, it's hamaitzi. That's what the pasuk, that's when we deal with the chita and the sa'ira, the wheat and the barley. I eat my food that's a mezonos, right? Regular, whether it's cake or whether it's lakshin noodles. We'll talk about what about somebody if somebody's eating taka noodles and cake. So you have pasababa kisnin, which is one thing, you have cake. And then you have the noodles, which is that on a lower level? In other words, if I'm eating noodles, one, cake, two, do I make, and at the same time, let's say the same time, for whatever the reason is, right? So do I make the bracha, if it's dessert, cake, dessert, okay, we said that's not the issue. But do I make the bracha on the noodles? Do I make the bracha on the cake? Is that the cake on a higher level if I'm eating them at the same time? Okay, so that's an interesting thing. We'll try and get to. But before we get that, we want to talk about the foundation. We'll continue next year as to this chita and the sa'ira, which actually are the first two things mentioned in the pasuk from the five, from the seven items that are mentioned. And we're going to see, so the Mechaber is telling us to start, that it has to be either a tavshel or bread. It's not just whereby you're chewing on a chita or you're eating the flour. It has to be made into a food, actual food or bread. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, Merocha, Kol Tov.